Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, everybody, welcome. We are live worldwide, by the way, in Detroit, Michigan, in Dallas, Texas. I'm in Dallas, Texas, going to Detroit, Michigan at this time, using the Detroit line right here, in Alabama, in Georgia, in Kuwait, wherever that is, wherever you have internet connection, my friends, we are live. Much thanks to Martez L for allowing me to invade his show, if you will. We have a partnership going. When I upgrade to my show, just click over to Wrestling Tracks right here on blogtalkradio.com. We're going to go from 30 minutes to an hour. And then Martez will graciously his presence and have the full show to do as he pleases and all chaos, if you will. So thank you very much, Martez. Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. We got to make a pit stop. We got to make a pit stop to WrestleMania. I'm going to go to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I butchered that last time. It's Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. We got the New Day defending their SmackDown tag titles against The Miz and John Morrison. Brock Lesnar will defend against Ricochet for the WWE Championship. Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin, we're going to take it old school in a steel cage match. I'm going to go a little old school. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt versus Goldberg for the Universal Championship. AJ Styles, Andrade, Bobby Lashley, Eric Rowan, R-Truth, Rey Mysterio in a gauntlet match for the Tweet Trophy. For the second time ever, Bayley, Naomi, yes, a women's match in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. You know, here's the thing. The last time, somebody named the Tiger Nightheart decided to, hug all the girls. You know, I'm all for that. Girl power. I'm cool with that. Not in Riyadh. No, baby. No. That was a bad time. I'm all for women empowerment. I'm all for girl power. I'm all for women uplifting and all that stuff. That's awesome. But in that side of the country, in the Middle East, that's a no-no. So they were held 2 days talking about engine failure in the plane. No, y'all got held up for 2 days, and that's why y'all was stuck there. I mean, it was Halloween night last year. I'm going to get to that in a second. I got to congratulate Tyson Fury on related victories Saturday night. Tyson Fury. My only problem with Tyson Fury, he had a cup of coffee, if you will, with WWE. He had a cup of coffee. He had a short time in WWE. He had a full contract with full benefits, and you only work for 1 day. I'm just saying. You have a contract with full benefits, and you work for 1 day. I'm just, anyway, congratulations to Tyson Fury. And I would like to see maybe when he does come back to WWE, if he comes back to WWE, I don't know, we'll have Tyson Fury and Braun Strowman, maybe? That'd be interesting. Seth Rollins. And we're still on the card. Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy will defend against the Street Profits for the tag team titles. That pit stop is going to take place in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, this Thursday, 12 o'clock noon over here. It'll probably be nighttime in Saudi. So, We're going to take a very quick break. Martez, you get something for me? Get something together for me. We'll take a very quick break, and we'll be right back right here. Well, this normally Martez's show, let's talk tonight. This is Wrestling Tracks. Martez, hit me up one time if you can. And hopefully we'll be right back.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? It's the laughter of small child, okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You'll
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Like Little John.
Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Ooh, Blackberry's Bublé, my favorite.
You mean bubbly?
No, I mean Bublé.
You're Michael Bublé. That's the bubbly.
She's right, Michael Bublé. It's pronounced Bublé. I know. Thanks. Dave.
Can I have your autograph, Mr. Bubbly?
Bublé.
So I was excited about all new Colgate Total. Its breakthrough formula does more.
Wonderful.
Sensitivity, strength and teeth, it kills germs through my whole mouth.
I like your confidence.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Now there's no such thing as too close.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Okay.
All new Colgate Total. Do more for your whole mouth.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to open the call line here. Anything you got to say about professional wrestling, bring it on. Now, let's get something straight right quick. This is not my show, but for the time being, it is. So let's keep that tongue clean, shall we? Anything about pro wrestling, we can debate all day. Let's keep the three rules. No N-word, no F-word, the fake. That's the word we don't use, professional wrestling. It's called scripted. Thank you very much. And no M-bombs. Other than that, bring it on. Who we got? No one right now. It's all good. But you want to call in, all you got to do is call 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. Normally, this is Russ talking to D, but for tonight, I'm Lee Houston, Wrestling Tracks. Just click over, blogtrade.com for Wrestling Tracks, and we are live here and there. For right now, Martez is gracious enough to let me host tonight. I want to thank you very much for that. Let's go over to the Elimination Chamber right quick. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? I just didn't want to come in and steal your thunder, but there is a caller on the line, but I'm trying to talk to the person before we bring them on. I don't know if they phone disconnected, but they're not saying anything when I'm trying to screen a call. So bear with me.
I know what that is. You good? They
bring them on.
I know exactly what that is. There's a reason for that. I'm gonna tell you that about that later.
Okay.
But I want to thank you guys. That wonderful person listening is my dear, awesome, amazing, really good friend, and I like her very much. Miss Jacqueline Pryor, thank you very much for listening, ma'am. Love you. Thank you. Now, anybody want to call in? Let's get something real straight, right quick. We're not dropping N bombs, ladies and gentlemen. Not happening. No. If you do want to call in, you're more than welcome to call in. Three simple rules. No N bombs. The word fake and professional wrestling should not ever, ever, ever be in the same breath. It's called scripted. Thank you very much. And the third and final rule, you can freely say what you want to say. Watch how you say it. Those are three rules tonight. No, this is Rest Talk in the D, but tonight we're going to have wrestling tracks. And I'm sending the text as I talk, if y'all bear with me for 1 second. Now, the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view is going to take place after the Hot Show, Super Showdown. I'm looking for this. Y'all bear with me for just a second, sending this text. Okay. Now, fun fact here. In Germany, it's not called Elimination Chamber because that's bring back haunted memories. In Germany, it's called No Escape in Germany because it kind of, you got to look that up, it kind of brings back bad memories of the actual chamber that is torture, like a torture chamber. And in Germany, that's a no-no. So in Germany, they're called No Escape. Everybody else, Elimination Chamber. And this is the road to WrestleMania. So for the women's match, yes, a women's Elimination Chamber match. It'll be Natalya. It will be Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler, Asuka, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan. The winner of that match will face whoever the women's champion is at WrestleMania 36. Excuse me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody wants to call in, go ahead and make your opinion heard. Now, like, while we're doing that, I want to just give a little shout out, a little random moment here to the controversial show. You all seen it. Deep down, you like it. The Family Guy. Not the Family Guy, Jimmy Kimmel. The Family Guy. The 300th episode on Fox. So congratulations to you. They're catching up with The Simpsons. But the two shows are reigning supreme at all of television, Raw and SmackDown. I'm just saying. Over 1,000 episodes of Raw, over what, 100 episodes of SmackDown, the top two television dominance. Congratulations to The Simpsons, to Family Guy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go across the street real quick to Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling is going to take place, their pay-per-view. I don't know if that's coming up, but a lot of people are still talking crap about Tessa Blanchard. Tessa Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, is the Impact Wrestling heavyweight champion of the world. In Impact Wrestling, she's the first female. She's the second female in all of wrestling to be anybody's world champion. If you want to count Sexy Star of Lucha Underground. So technically, she's the second woman of all of pro wrestling to be anybody's world champion. So I want to congratulate Tessa Blanchard. But like I said a while ago on this show and my own show, Wrestling Tracks, Tessa Blanchard is on top of the world. But for how long? Because anybody could come on and try to get your spot. And like Brother ACDC, like the good brother ACDC once said, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. It's a very long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. And I'm telling you right now, Tessa Blanchard needs to bring it, bring all of it, because you're going to need it, because you want to be number one. You want the face on every magazine cover, on every DVD cover, on every ticket, on the marquee. It's your name in the lights, the main event of the evening. You get to close the show. People come to pay to see you close the show. You get the main event. You get the juicy steaks. You get the private jets. But for how long? How long, ladies and gentlemen? Will Tessa Blanchard be on the mountaintop? That's why I want to congratulate Tessa Blanchard. I want to congratulate Tessa Blanchard and also warn her at the same time. That's a very long way to the top, going rock and roll. So Tessa Blanchard, enjoy the mountaintop. Enjoy the limousine riding. Enjoy the jet flying. Girl, enjoy being number one. You are the woman, but for how long? And question, will other women challenge Tessa Blanchard for the Impact Wrestling Heavyweight Championship of the World? Will men challenge Tessa Blanchard? Will she be a defending champion against both genders? Speaking of both genders, I have to bring this up. I like to shake the boat. I'm the kind of guy that shakes a can of soda and lets it spray all over the place. I like to rock the boat. I must bring this up. Nyla Rose, most people should know by now, in the 21st century, with one look of Nyla Rose, it's pretty obvious. Nyla Rose is actually also a man. Yes, I said it. It's a fact. Look it up. Nyla Rose is also a dude. Now, I ain't a problem with that. The problem is most traditional wrestling fans, most traditional promoters would never, ever let a female, let that kind of person be involved in their show. I guarantee you, WWE not going to have it. Openly gay is one thing. That's fine and well to be openly gay wrestler. That is cool. That is fine and that is well. But a transgender wrestler in WWE, nope, not up in here. Now, I know what you're thinking. Santina Marella and this character, Santina. No, that's different. That was entertainment purposes. Just to make you, just get a laugh out you. Make you feel good, make you laugh a little bit. That's it. This is real life transgender. A lot of people don't want to talk about this. A lot of people don't want to mention that. A lot of people are scared. Like I mentioned the name, I don't know, Chris Benoit. And I say Chris Benoit and Kurt Angle were the best matches I ever seen in my life. A lot of people who need their job in WWE would not have mentioned that or said it at all. Hall of Famers who have been done with WWE, who are retired, who associate with the company, who need their association, by the way, still does not mention Chris Benoit and Kurt Angle. I moved on now. Chris Benoit and Kurt Angle are the world, are the best matches I ever seen in my life. You know you like Chris Benoit versus Kurt Angle. Let's face it. Judgment Day. I can go down the list. WrestleMania. Not WrestleMania. It was a SmackDown and a Raw. They faced each other. Mostly on SmackDown. The night after they won the tag titles and they brought back the tag team championships for different brands, man, those matches were intense. The 3 out of 2 falls match of Judgment Day, that was cool. You know you love Kurt Angle versus Chris Benoit. And I dare say, Chris Benoit has another son as well from a different relationship. Will that young man be involved in professional wrestling at all with your last name attached to that tragedy? Will he overcome that? Who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to make your opinion heard, all you got to do is call in. It's real simple. 646. Hang on a second here. 646-668-8672. Normally hosted by the great Martez Al. Not tonight. Wrestling Tracks is live and it's in effect. And we are up in the house. Thank you very much to Martez Al. And I would like to return the favor. And I will grade my show to an hour. He's more than welcome to come on through. Do whatever you want to. However you want to do it. Like this right here. We're going to take a break in just a second. Before we get to that, I gotta do some shameless plugins. I got to. So February is almost over with. You know, I've been doing this thing since Christmas. Since Christmas, y'all. Check us out. Anytime you want to get something, save some money, all you gotta do is use the word HOPE, HOPE in all caps, when you shop at teespring.com/stores/wrestling-tracks. Use the code HOPE, HOPE in all caps. And you get $4 off any order, $20 or more, and you're welcome. Now, if you would like to give us some love in the form of green, in the form of dead presidents, all you got to do, 3 simple ways to do it: Cash App, Patreon, PayPal, all of them Wrestling Tracks. If you want to join our email club, real simple. All you got to do is just see your email address, maybe your phone number. WrestlingTracks at gmail.com. WrestlingTracks, gmail.com. We will never, ever, ever spam you. You will always sign it in the email. If you don't see WrestlingTracks anywhere in the email, you've been spammed. Those are exclusive ways to join the club. You get all exclusive goods. If I want to do a show and I feel like going live, you guys be a part of the email club. Get that broadcast in your inbox for free. All you got to do is join the club, WrestlingTracks at gmail.com. We'll be right back on WrestlingTracks. Well, WrestleTalk in the D. We'll be right back.
Away from the biggest heavyweight title defense for this man ever, Hulk Hogan, you gotta be ready.
Well, you know, I hope Pontiac, Michigan recovers, man. I'm glad I snuck in early last night, brother. I didn't realize the interstate, the Pontiac Silverdome was in danger. Not the 90,000-plus on the inside. It's the 90,000-plus on the outside of the Silverdome. Those are the ones I'm worried about because when I get my hands on that big, nasty giant, when he faces the truth, when he feels the wrath of Hulkamania, the day the whole earth is going to shake. What are those 90,000-plus Hulkamaniacs on the outside going to think? I'm not worried about the people at the closed circuit. I'm not worried about the people all around the world. They'll see it. But the intensity of Hulkamania, the way it's turned this whole state upside down, the way the whole world's turned upside down, what are they going to think when the giant hits the ground, he feels the wrath of Hulkamania, and the whole world shakes at my feet?
We could conceivably blow the roof off this great facility, the Silver Dome. Right now, let's go back to the booth.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a perfect segue, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, WrestleMania is available only on the WWE Network. I'm not going to tell you how much. You know how much it is. But anyway, it'll be available on April 5th, live on Tampa, Florida. And what a great segue, because I want to do two things. First of all, that red and yellow, brother. Remember, that very night, it was March 28th, I want to say. No, it wasn't. WrestleMania 3, 1985, brother. Hulk Hogan body slammed the 500-plus pound, the late, great Andre the Giant. All of heaven, all of earth, all of hell just lost their freaking mind. And years later, we stripped the red and yellow, put on the black and white, shook wrestling to its foundation. It will never, ever, ever be the same again. And here we are inducting. It's about dang time. The NWO, brother, in the Hall of Fame. The original founders of the NWO, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, and Hulk Hogan. So, if you want your tickets, you need to get them right now. It's available. Ticketmaster, Ticket Stub, and wherever you get your tickets at, make sure they're legit. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be live on the network if you can't make it to Tampa, Florida. But if you can make it to Tampa, Florida, April 5th, 2020, live at the Raymond James Stadium. What you gonna do, brother? But in the meantime, if you can't make it to Tampa, Florida, I understand I'm going to be stuck here in Dallas, Texas. But I will be on the network checking it out. And speaking of the network, I got to mention Ruthless Aggression Era series. I love it. We're going to take you all the way back in time to when John Cena came on the scene. The guy I love to hate or the guy you hate to love. John Cena made his impression known. Evolution took wrestling to his foundation. When we keep the F out and went from WWF to WWE, all this and more of the wonderful series Ruthless Aggression. And who embodies Ruthless Aggression more than Brock Lesnar? Ricochet likens himself to a superhero. Well, in my humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen, Ricochet has found his Thanos. Yes, he has found his Thanos in the form of a guy who, by the way, happens to be your reigning, defending, undisputed WWE heavyweight champion of the world. His name, my friends, is Brock Lesnar. And I guarantee at Super Showdown, just like Thanos, Brock Lesnar is inevitable. He might snap his fingers and Ricochet might just fade away. Or what if that's a miracle? I believe in miracles. I really do. But not Thursday. Not happening. Ain't going to be one Thursday. Yes, I believe in miracles. But it ain't happening for you. Ricochet will not be walking, will not be limping, will not be crawling out of Saudi Arabia as your champion. Because just like Thanos, which collects all the six Infinity Stones, Brock Lesnar will reign supreme. And if you don't like it, that's too bad. It's not a prediction, my friends. It is a spoiler. But that's fine and well. We got to make a pit stop first, Saudi first. Get this out the way. Let's get to the curb. But I tell you one thing. Congratulations, by the way, to Kerry Zane. Kerry Zane got married. She tied the knot. She put the ball and chain on. Congratulations, Kerry Zane. I didn't know she was seeing anybody. I don't know her husband's name. I'm gonna look that up right quick. Those of you guys who might want to know how her marriage is going and everything. I don't know who she tied the knot with, but congratulations to you. She's got married. They're not giving the information and everything, but congratulations to Kerry Zane. By the way, I don't know if she's going to be back anytime soon because she's on honeymoon and everything. But after you get done with the honeymoon, come on back. Let's get some tail. Asuka. I'm going to say Kerry Zane. Asuka. That girl right there. She's a great performer. She needs a translator. I can't understand one word she's saying. I was feeling the Paige, Asuka, and Kerry Zane storyline. Paige is their manager, and they kick Paige to the curb. We're going to do this our own way. Can't nobody understand what we're saying. We're going to do it our own way. I feel that. But Asuka, she wants to talk. She's a great talker. She's a great promoter. She can cut promos well. Only problem, we can't understand words she's saying. Like a certain young man, Shinsuke Nakamura. Just saying. But like Shinsuke Nakamura, we can't understand words she's saying. Great promoter, great fighter. She's a great storyteller. But the girl can't, we don't understand one word you're saying, baby. You need a translator. I'm just saying. What was that? Martell, what the hell was that?
Yeah, that was a mistake, man. Sorry.
Get the hell out of you, man.
My bad. All
right. You got any input in here?
Yeah. And you know what? What I do respect about you, like, you're not afraid to tackle the tough issues. And you're not afraid to speak your mind. And I do agree with you in regards to Kairi Sane and Asuka. and Shinsuke Nakamura, like, they need a mouthpiece because they don't know English, you know? And,
they are incredible. They are incredible athletes, no doubt about it. But grab a microphone, what in the hell are you singing? I'm not dissing their ability, not whatsoever. They are great athletes, incredible. But you need a translator. You need something.
Right. Hey, your boy Brock Lesnar, like, people say he's not that good on a mic, which I think he is good on a mic, but he was smart enough to get somebody to talk for him and Paul Heyman. Mm-hmm. You know, at least.
Like, yes, sir. Speaking of that, I'm sure y'all don't mind. I'll bring Marquez on for a little bit. Y'all don't mind. So, speaking of, remember back at WrestleMania 30, the night after that, remember that?
I do. I mean,
so
I sure. Which WrestleMania was that, man?
That was 2014. So it's April 8th.
Was it the one with Daniel Bryan when he won the championship? Yeah,
so it's April 8th. I believe April 8th. So Brock Lesnar just defeated the Streak the night before at WrestleMania.
Right.
And that's a huge deal. You just broke a whole decade-long streak. So guess who does all the glory, gets all the attention, all the glory, all the spotlight is on Paul Heyman.
Right.
All Paul did was sweat his fat tail off the whole night. But all the glory, all the credit, all the spotlight gets on Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Martez, in breaking the streak, that does make Paul Heyman, if he wasn't before, the greatest manager of all time.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, like, if this was any time before WrestleMania 30, if I wouldn't have said that, but like the work that Paul Heyman has done as a manager to Brock Lesnar since WrestleMania 30 has been phenomenal, and I do think he is the best manager of all time. There's been a lot of great managers, Bobby the Brain Heenan, who else I could think of, you can even throw in Terry Reynolds. She was Gold Dust manager. There's been a lot of great managers, and I think that Paul Heyman is the best. So I agree with you.
Yeah, there's definitely a spot in the Hall of Fame for Paul Heyman. Let me tell you that. I remember, and because of my show for a little bit, I guess I was wanting to do this. We're going to talk about Paul Heyman. I love talking about Paul Heyman because he's the greatest mind in professional wrestling. It's funny how he got in this business in the first place. Because if you ever seen the documentary, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, he says it himself, he kind of BS'd his way in the professional wrestling business to start with. Let's rewind the clock. So,
right.
19 is the peak of the 80s. I want to say this is when wrestling was popular in the 80s. So, Vince McMahon at a steakhouse. Vince McMahon Senior, mind you. At a steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Heyman BS his way in there. Hey, you found my press pass, for Raw tonight. Actually, I'm sorry. It's not Raw. That is an event at Madison Square Garden by WWF at the time. So, hey, Vince, you promised me a press pass. Did I? Yeah. Okay. So, you BS his way to get a press pass at a steakhouse. Vince McMahon Senior's top people there. Okay. So, obviously, I'm using my imagination. Somewhere in there, me and Gene Okerlund, top people, like me and Gene Okerlund, Pat Patterson, Gerald Briscoe, top folk that's still with Vince today.
Right.
So, top people. I'm leading up to the name. I'm just assuming top people there. Linda, not Linda, this is Vince Senior. So, Vince. Paul BS his way in there. He's lying through his teeth. He don't even know Vince McMahon like that. It's a press pass. From that day to right now, Paul Heyman has been the greatest mind in professional wrestling.
Yeah. You know, that's not a bad argument. It's really not. Because when you look at his track record from ECW to going over to WWE, and then finding a talent like Brock Lesnar. And then when he left WWE for a little bit, then he came back. And then the work that he's been doing since coming back to the WWE has been, like I said, phenomenal. And you have to give him credit. You know, he's one of the best people that gives promos. He's one of the best managers. And like, you believe everything Paul Heyman says. You know, Paul Heyman, he's a believable manager, man.
Paul Heyman could talk me into buying the chair, and I'll buy it. Paul Heyman
got
a promo on the chair, and I'll buy that sucker.
Yeah, he got that sleazy salesman kind of persona, you know, that'll slick his way through.
By the way, Paul Heyman, I remember only one time he lied ever in his career, ever, was with the downfall of the Alliance. That's the only time in his track record Paul Heyman has ever lied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only time he ever lied was with the Alliance storyline. He prophesied the downfall of WWF at the time. And 2001, it didn't come to pass.
Right.
Obviously, right. We're still talking about, we're still watching it, WWE. So obviously, it didn't come to pass. That's the only time Paul Heyman has ever lied.
Yeah, all
but
the other time he just got it.
Yeah, most of the time, everything Paul Heyman ever said has come to pass. Now, how they come to pass, different story. But nonetheless, they come to pass.
Right.
So I do see a spot in the Hall of Fame for Paul Heyman. But what if... Is there anybody in the Hall of Fame you think is not worthy of the Hall of Fame?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it's easy to say, it's easy to call out a few people that's not worthy to be in there, but I'm not going to do that because the WWE Hall of Fame is not like your NFL, your NBA, your Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. You know, WWE, like, they pretty much let anybody in. You know,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people are complaining about the Bella Twins being in the Hall of Fame. I have no issue with that. You know, I have issue with people like Christian not being in the Hall of Fame. I think he deserves to be in there. But honestly, there's nobody I can think of that I think should be pulled out of the Hall of Fame. I mean, maybe you could say like people like people. I'm sorry.
One man's trash, another man's treasure. So I'm going to go ahead and pull that card. The Bella Twins should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because what have they done worthy of being Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm.
Without John Cena, by the way.
Right.
If they weren't, had some relation. If Daniel Bryan was not married to Brie Bella, if Nikki Bella did not date John Cena on their own, why are they worthy of being Hall of Fame?
And you got to have – I understand. I feel you, man. I feel you. Like, for some kind of reason, they broke out as Hollywood stars. And I think that's the main reason they're in the Hall of Fame, because they broke out. You know, they got their own reality TV shows. They're very famous in the Hollywood – on the Hollywood scene. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the main reason they got in, because – I don't think they deliver bad matches, but I don't think that they're Hall of Fame worthy either. You know,
yeah.
But I still don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, you know, we broke off from the diva thing. We kind of put that to rest. We started the women's revolution, but then here come the Bellas again. Like last time I checked, professional wrestling, what have you done for me? What have you done for me lately in professional wrestling?
Right.
So, in this era, what have you done for me lately, Bellas? In this era,
mm-hmm.
Women are no longer divas. They're divas. Those matches used to be dinner breaks and bathroom breaks. Like 30 seconds, those matches
mm-hmm.
right there. Now these guys are main eventing. They're competing in a country that does not promote equality among women. And now they're doing it their way, and all the Bella Twins, all of a sudden they want their moment in the sun, you know.
Yeah, and You know, I think WWE, they trying to like really promote this this year's Hall of Fame heavy, because you got a lot of big stars in the Hall of Fame this year. You got the NWO, you know, that's gonna bring ratings. You know, everybody pretty much love the NWO. You got Batista, he's a professional wrestling star and he's a Hollywood star, so you got that going for you. The Bellas, they in the Hollywood, like I said, so a lot of eyes are gonna be on this year's Hall of Fame. And I think WWE is trying to make this one a big one.
Oh yeah, definitely. My favorite Hall of Fame is 2007 with the great JR, Jim Ross, by the way. What's it?
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I had a chance to see Stone Cold get inducted, like. That was one of the best times in my life, man, to be able to see Stone Cold get inducted in the Hall of Fame right here in Detroit. Like, I couldn't ask for a better Hall of Fame, so I feel you, man.
Definitely. Now, as God, if I had a wish list put together, and I've noticed something, the majority of my wish lists are in the Hall of Fame. So I don't know if somebody's paying attention or just coincidence. For example, I said a long time ago, Kevin Nash be in the Hall of Fame. Scott Hall be in the Hall of Fame. They're there now. I would like to see, I don't know, Taz, Michael Cole. Yes, Michael Cole. If you count his SmackDown years, at the Voices carrying SmackDown, he's there in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe another Guerrero in the Hall of Fame. Chavo Classic, you know?
Vicky, I think Vicky should get in. What you think about that?
Okay, that makes sense. I should Vicky in there.
Hey, if you can put the Bellas in there, you can put anybody in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, the Hall of Fame ceremony over the years, last year it got better. The year before last, it got better. But it's always, I'll be honest with you, it's always been boring to me. Like, for whatever reason, it's just been boring. I expected more out of the WWE Hall of Fame. But like I said, the last 2 years it's been pretty good since they did it. They had a different format, you know. But overall, besides the last 2 years, it's been a boring ceremony, if you ask me.
That's just my opinion.
I know you go disagree probably, but this is just my opinion. Yeah.
Well, there was one Hall of Fame speech, Mr. T. I love my mama, I really do, but we all know his whole family. You remember the speech, Mr. T.A.?
Yeah, I got to go back and watch that one, yeah. I couldn't tell you verbatim about that.
Mama
ceremony.
Life. I love my mama too, but dang.
Yeah.
I love my mama. I really do, but dang, that's light.
Yeah, that's real. I enjoy Mark Henry's induction.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, I'm waiting for the Big Show to finally take a spot in the Hall of Fame. He's multi-time world champion. He's the only person in three different brands to be the world champion. ECW, the original WCW, and
right.
WWE Hall World Champion.
Yep.
And he was there, the original WCW world champion.
Absolutely. People try to sleep on Big Show, man.
Oh, yeah. Now, my math is correctly here. There's got to be a spot, some point, for the great Rey Mysterio.
Booyaka, booyaka. Yeah.
I mean, he's a former Intercontinental Champion, United States Champion. By the way, a former WCW Tag Champion, Cruiserweight Champion, in the original WCW. What else? United States champion, WWE champion? I'm missing something here.
And he's a legend across the board over the in the luchador circuit. Like he's a legend when it comes to luchador wrestling.
But shout out to my friend Dominic Gutierrez, Rey Mysterio's son. I talked to him on Facebook. I haven't talked to him in a while. He is on Facebook, by the way. Dominic Gutierrez, good friend of mine.
Oh, that's your boy?
Son, Rey Mysterio. Yes, sir. I talked to him in a minute. But good friend of mine on Facebook. Much love to you, sir. A lot of people need to ease up. Because if you were Rey Mysterio's son, What question would you get asked a lot?
You asking me?
Yeah, like if you were Mr. Son, what question would you ask the most?
What question that I've been asked the most?
Let's say you.
I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this.
Does it have anything? Does it have anything to do with how does your dad look like without the mask?
somewhat. I was going. Is Rey Mysterio really your father?
That's a good one.
That's the most. He told me that that's the most question he gets, and it pisses him off a lot. Now, if you don't know the storyline, there is truth a little bit. Rey Mysterio can have a child. Their first child, they have two kids now, but at the time they can have a child at all. So Eddie Guerrero, you know, in real life, loaned him a seed. And that's Dominic Gutierrez, his son.
Yeah.
Now, I like to, for the record, put that on the record. Don't ever ask again in life because he's tired of answering the question. Yes, Rey Mysterio is his father. Biologically, he's the seed of Eddie Guerrero.
Wait. Are you legitimately saying that? Is that real? Or is that storyline?
I told him. He told me he hadn't corrected me on it. I told him that.
Oh, wow. You're breaking some news.
He hasn't corrected me on it. So he is the seed of Eddie Guerrero, but the son of Rey, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
yeah.
He adopted him, obviously.
Well, like, all right. So when a woman, you can't have a baby, there's sperm donors, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that way. He's the son of Rey Mysterio, the seed of Eddie Guerrero.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But this ain't sexy. Hey, this is wrestling tracks. Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. I'm Lee Houston. This is Martez. We're not done yet. We got a little bit more to go because I got a lot to talk about tonight. I want to thank Martez Al for allowing me to be here. Normally, I'm a wrestling track, and we decided to have a little invasion, if you will. And by the way, I just watched Invasion. It's pretty cool. Check it out. So we decided to just come on over and have a little invasion. And by the way, how much time we got left?
About 10 minutes.
All right, well, we got 10 minutes. Those of you who want to call in, you missed your spot. But, hey, check us out anytime you want. BlogTalkRadio.com, the Wrestling Tracks. We're everywhere. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. Wrestling Tracks. One word, Wrestling Tracks. If you want to shop with us, teespring.com/stores/wrestling-tracks. Use the code HOPE, HOPE in all caps. Get any item for over $20 or more, save $4. You get $4 off any order, $20 or more. For right now until the 29th, that's not long. You gotta use the code HOPE. If you want $4 off, use the code HOPE, HOPE in all caps. Get $4 off. We're everywhere. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And if you want to download this show, have us in your sleep. You know, you can listen to the show while asleep. You know, I could be in your bed with you. Just download the episode right there. Click the button. You know you want to. Click the button. You know you want to, girl. Download the show. Thank you very much for having me. I'm Lee Houston. Check us out. Click over. BlogTalkRadio.com. That's the rest of the track. So you gotta get out of here. Martin, thank you very much for having me. See you next time, everybody.
Oh my.
Jabroni, you are 3 seconds away. And The Rock means 3 seconds away. From The Rock to lay the smack down on your candy ass.